entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Not exactly the...
What?
I'll tell you what I want, what I really want.
It's Weird Al.
Tell us what you want, what you really, really want.
You know, I saw an interview with him once. And somebody said, don't you get offended when people call you Weird Al? And he goes, yeah, now that you mention it, why do they call me Al?
Yeah, he's kind of out there. But you know what? That whole polka, that kind of circus act kind of thing. I mean, that's really what this worm virus thing is.
See,
it's just a circus of idiots out there that are trying to bombard you with phishing scams and worms to cause destruction on your machine, and just basically try to take advantage of the fact that you can't figure out what's right or what's legitimate from what's not.
You know what I just realized?
What did you realize?
You got to use worms when you go fishing.
Yes.
And it's funny that the terminology lines up nicely. You know, when I first saw the headline of the show, Viruses versus Worms, I immediately thought, oh, like Super Bowl, you know, it's like, who are the two teams playing?
Yeah.
Steelers. And somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys. So I was thinking the same kind of thing. And I started thinking, gosh, I wonder if we'd get in trouble if we had that, you know, that cool NFL music that's like macho.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, we can't.
Can we even do that, what I just did?
Yeah, you can, because that's a parody.
Oh, okay.
If you,
so instead we have Weird Al.
Yeah.
That's our powerful, manly music.
If you are on the internet, you have to deal with these issues probably on almost a daily basis. You have software that you paid money for that's supposed to defend you from these bad guys.
Windows?
The viruses and the worms and the stuff that gets sent to you either by email or email attachments, or if you're using instant messaging. And they do a fairly good job of trying to protect you from yourself. But there's a couple things out there that that people are doing that they don't realize, you know, that basically all bets are off as soon as you do these things. And when it comes to worms, viruses, trojans, all this malware, which, by the way, malware is a shortened, is an abbreviated version of malicious software. That's why they call it malware. So that's anything that's trying to, you know, obviously that's being malicious. But the minute you open a file attachment in an email, you're taking your life in your own hands, if you will, because this current generation of email attachments, worms and viruses, can actually, as soon as you authorize that file to be opened, will immediately disable all your security software. First thing it does.
And people think, well, wait a minute. Why can't they make better software? You know, it should be that I can just do whatever and nothing hurts me. And let's take the same thought and apply it to your car. So there's a seatbelt. There's airbags. Now there's side airbags. There's anti-lock brakes. There's all these great things to help you avoid an accident. But it doesn't do you a whole lot of good if you decide, I'm going to take my hands off the steering wheel. I'm going to close my eyes. And let's see what happens.
Well, no,
right?
I'm indestructible because I have an airbag and I have a seatbelt. No, you're
but
not.
People don't just purposely go slam into a wall or just take their hands off the wheel or purposely go to sleep. I mean, yeah, people fall asleep. People do dumb things like drink and drive. But they don't. It's a very similar concept, and people sometimes can't understand why they can't just do whatever they want because they have this protection. It's not your saving grace.
Well, but the core fundamental thing that the new users just don't understand is why, you know, the number one question, why do these people want to do this?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't matter why they want to do it. They're doing it. So if that's the case, you really have to pay attention now. You cannot, and we get these calls all the time. Oh, I fell for it. Oh, I wasn't thinking. I forgot to tell my kids. There's a million different ways for these guys to get in and attack you. So, you know, if you're going to be on the internet, if you're going to use email, and if you have kids in the house, you've got to spend the time getting everybody up to speed, or it's going to cost you in both time and money dealing with the aftermath. Not to mention, you know, there's a huge number of organized crime syndicates out there that are using these worms and trojans to capture your personal information and basically screw up your credit, because they're going to just... Yeah, once you've got your identity stolen, they are off and running.
There's one why for you right there.
Yeah.
So that's some of the malicious stuff they're actually trying to gain by doing this. There are things out there that it's no different than somebody who writes software that's really good stuff and then puts it out for free. It's a hobby. It's something he likes to do, and he wants to take what he does, and part of what that guy gets out of it is putting it out there for other people. Well, now, the guy who writes the virus, part of what he gets out of it is seeing how many people he can cause destruction for, how many headlines he can make, how high up on the threat list he comes at the antivirus research sites, that kind of thing. So there's notoriety amongst little tight circles. There's just, I want to see, you know, I'm the master software man. Look what I did. That kind of thing.
And it's not just us here in the U.S. Let us not forget. We are a global community when it comes to the Internet. So these perpetrations, these acts, are against everybody that's on the Internet. And it's real obvious that the countries that are not quite up to speed on all of these security issues, they don't have the media alerting you and so on and so forth. This black worm, for instance, the top three countries that had the highest number of infections far and away from most of the other countries. Number one was India. Number two was Paraguay. Number three was Italy.
You mean Italy?
Italy.
Right?
Yeah, they're my Italians.
Right.
They got hit pretty hard as well. So, and what's really telling about the number of infections, because that's what based the ratings of the most impacted countries, they don't have anywhere near as many people on the Internet as this country does. And so for us to be much lower on the list, you see the ratio of people that got impacted in these other countries was quite significant. So, and it has to do with knowledge. We are a little more jaded here. There's more of us that really are paying attention. And, of course, the media is doing a great job of banging the drum whenever they hear that something's going on. And a lot of people see this and say, well, it's just another dud. And I'm not going to listen to him next time. That's actually not the case. It's people listened. Therefore, they didn't get hit. You have no excuse to have gotten hit by the black worm. I mean, with all the media hype that was out there that was explaining that this was out here and you shouldn't open file attachments and make sure your antivirus is up to speed, make sure you do a full scan before Friday. And by the way, folks, this black worm / Kama Sutra worm, it's not gone. It's going to try to attack people the third of every single month of the year.
It becomes less and less likely to hit you as time goes just because more and more people are that more likely to be up to date and have protection in place. So it becomes less of a threat as time goes, but it's also one of those things, like many, many viruses and worms out there, that every person that takes a small step to make sure they're well protected helps in huge multiples slow the spread, because every infection creates multiple other infections. So every person that protects stops potentially lots of other infections.
And so on, and so on. So anyway.
You got it.
And real quick, difference between a worm and a virus. Everybody knows virus is malicious software that goes after you and does all these things. The difference between a worm and a virus, just in a fundamental basis. A virus needs your help, needs the user's interaction in order to spread. A worm can worm its way through any network to spread itself. So it can actually attach itself and move throughout a network. It just so happens that the world's largest network is called the Internet.
Right.
And so one of the ways that the worm spreads itself by itself is when you get infected, it automatically starts sending itself silently through its own little mail sending program to everybody in your address book. And of course, as usual, it spoofs who the sender was by just randomly selecting somebody else that's in your address book and making it look like they were the sender. Which is another reason why that whole thing of, well, if you don't know who it is, you shouldn't open the attachment. No! If you know who it is, that's all the more reason not to open the attachment. And if you're one of these that throws emails out there constantly with attachments without even thinking about it, when we come back from this next break, we will definitely give you some ideas on how you can still communicate with others on the Internet, especially when it comes to pictures and things like that. But not have them have to figure out, well, is this real, is this not real, every time they get an email from you with an attachment.
Simple stuff, easy stuff. We're going to talk about that. But first,
yes,
I think there's some kind of requirement because the calls kind of come down in order. And, of course, that makes me force myself to push the button.
Say it isn't so. Louis, you got 1 minute and 25 seconds.
Okay, I want to debut a new thing called the Louis Security Spotlight. Then if we have time, I have a question about MP3.
You want to debut a new thing?
It's called the Louis Security Spotlight.
Yeah, no, you need to submit that into management here in triplicate form and 6 to 8 weeks to respond.
And we call it...
I've said it twice, so one more time would be the third time, right?
But we don't call it debut around here. We call it debut.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway,
You're so
if people put in an audio a music disc in their computer and it says, oh, would you like the enhanced experience? Please click here. Don't do it because it could be Sony's rootkit. And a good way to detect the rootkit, to see if the rootkit is installed on your computer, is create a file called that starts with $sys$. That's S-Y-S. And if the Sony rootkit is on board, that file will disappear because that's the way it hides itself. So it can't be detected by antivirus software.
Yeah, see, Louis, what you're learning in your burgeoning radio career, what you need to learn in your burgeoning radio career,
yes,
is that 99.9% of the people have no idea how to do what you just said.
What you just said sounds nice and simple for me.
They don't know what a rootkit is. They certainly don't know how to create files.
They don't
files.
Even know what a rootkit is.
Sure they do.
Here's a test right here. Hey Russ. Russ, who's our technical director here on the show. Do you understand what Louis just said? Would you have any idea what to do next? He's saying no. Shaking the head vigorously.
Okay. Well, let's say make a file.
All righty, we got to go to break now.
$sys$, that's all you need to do.
Simple, easy, step-by-step instructions from the master.
You know what, Louis? Well, thank you for chiming in. I think what we'll do is we'll have Chatty Boy put together something that folks can actually look at and understand and follow steps so that they can possibly... If they want to try Louis's little trick and tip and whatever it is that
it's a cool
That's
trick
a good guy.
And a cool tip, and we'll break it down and make it easy. We'll keep it real.
Break it down.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Ciao, Louis. Hey, your spot got canceled for next week, by the way.
Yeah, that was wow. Yeah, vigorously shaking his head. No, might I add?
Yeah,
vigorously.
See, this is why we get these emails from those hardcore techie guys, and they're going, "You guys goof around too much, and you talk like idiots, and you make it too simple. Why don't you get into the hardcore stuff?" And it's like, that's exactly why we do not go there. 90% of the people listening to this have no idea what was just said.
But that's okay.
We just wasted. We can never regain that minute and 25 seconds.
We can regain it. Here's how. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get back that minute by talking backwards.
Yes.
And telling you about what a rootkit even is. See, Louis brought up something. We're going to tell you what that is. And it's part of today's discussion, so it fits nicely.
Yeah.
And, of course, coming up later on in the show, our Geek Speak of the Week. And more of your calls and questions. A free line open right now, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Ken and Brandon back in a flash. Dave.